This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Authorities say a bombing attack that targeted Afghanistan's acting defense minister killed at least 8 people and wounded 20. The deputy minister was not hurt in the attack, claimed Wednesday by Taliban insurgents. The blast went off late Tuesday in a heavily guarded upscale neighborhood of the capital of Kabul. It was also followed by a gun battle that also left 4 militants dead, according to authorities. Officials say the casualty toll could rise. A Taliban spokesman said in a statement that they claimed responsibility for the attack. It comes as the insurgent group presses ahead and the offensive that is putting pressure on provincial capitals in the south and west. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani was inside the Pentagon when a deadly incident occurred there.
From the Pentagon's credentialing office, just feet from the doors leading to the transit center, an officer could clearly be heard yelling, "Shooter!" Soon after, the Pentagon was on lockdown, leaving the 20 or so people in the office sitting around with no window as to what was happening outside. Staffers said it would be a while and brought out more chairs. Police allowed us to leave about 90 minutes later.
That's AP correspondent Sagar Magani reporting. An oil tanker that was attacked by a drone strike was seen moored off of the United Arab Emirates early Wednesday. The U.S., the U.K., and Israel have blamed Iran for a drone attack that occurred on the Mercer Street tanker that occurred earlier in the week. That killed 2 people. The British Navy has warned of a potential hijack of a ship off the coast of the United Arab Emirates.